We're talking with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Let's talk about some of the marketing efforts, some of the promotional efforts, even the research that is a part of the checkoff that you might manage on behalf of wheat producers here in our state. What are some things that are priorities for the Wheat Commission that you've already started here in 2021 and that you're going to maybe possibly look into 2022 with?
So with the research on in-use quality functionalities of what millers and bakers are looking for in the international market, we certainly have had some big findings with the OSU Wheat Research Program based off of some of the work that we have conducted at the Wheat Marketing Center in Portland, Oregon. There is a BX70E trait that we have found that we are utilizing in some of our varieties moving forward. So if you look at functionalities of what millers and bakers would be looking for, you know, sometimes we strive in that range of 12 to 16 minutes for pan breads, which is what we really strive for in the marketplace in Mexico and South America. We have now found this trait that, you know, allows for functionality to exist for up to 60 to 77 minutes. And so while that may be not be exactly what millers and bakers are wanting for because it has too high of functionality traits, certainly we think we are going to be able to utilize that into the marketplace for wheats that don't have higher functionalities for blending purposes that are going to make us more successful for people to want to source these products from the southern plains. So we are going to have wheat varieties that are really going to have end-use quality functionalities like hard red spring winter wheats. And, you know, oftentimes we will see even the domestic market here, millers in the southern plains will source hard red spring wheats because they have those higher functionality traits. This is going to be a game changer for us in the southern plains moving forward based on what we're going to be able to put into our wheat variety development programs at Oklahoma State University, and I suspect we're going to be hearing much more about that in the future. Also, we have done a lot of work in the past with the Oklahoma Academy of Registered Dietitians. Traditionally, they have fall and spring meetings in person where we have outreach on things that we are working on in-use functionality characteristics, as well as gut health, working with the microbiome research that we have been conducting at Oklahoma State University. I've talked about studies before that we have conducted under Dr. Brenda Smith in the Human Environmental Science College at OSU that are actually showing that our modern wheat varieties do not create the gut health problems that maybe some of our ancient heirloom varieties are created based on laboratory studies that we have done. We would love to move that into a human science study. So we're going to be reaching out to the Oklahoma Academy of Registered Dietitians again and we'll be talking about some of the gut health microbiome issues, gluten sensitivities, celiac topics that we are working on the research in moving forward so we can make them aware of things to be looking for in the future from the wheat industry.
The Wheat Commission also supports a couple of groups, Wheat Foods Council domestically, U.S. Wheat internationally, and those are important partners that you've got.
Certainly. So, you know, we always say with U.S. Wheat Associates, we have 17 state wheat commissions that fund that work for representation in over 13 foreign offices across the globe that market our product in 100 countries worldwide. It allows us to bring trade delegations into our part of the world. We oftentimes have advocates that go over and promote our industry with the technical millers and bakers in those regions. We have not had the success with trade delegations that we traditionally have had in the past just due to COVID-19 and travel problems. But the one thing that we are doing, we have had Zoom calls with our foreign buyers where we'll have meetings set up through U.S. Wheat Associates where maybe we will have 150 millers and bakers on the line where we'll be promoting the end-use quality functionalities and basically what we're seeing with the crop numbers here in the United States. On a monthly basis, we're having these calls, whether it be with Mexico, South America, China, and their technical experts in those regions, in those foreign offices are the ones setting up those calls, and then we'll have those presentations from Oklahoma, Texas, the Northern U.S. or the Pacific Northwest states, where we can actually conduct and have these meetings. My hope is, as you know, that we will go back to a more normal schedule where we will bring delegations in, because they are interested in seeing what goes on in our farms during planting and harvesting season, and seeing the crop quality firsthand, and seeing how it's segregated in the market, and then looking at the analytical side and working with even our technical experts here at the Food and Agricultural Product Center or the Wheat Marketing Center. So my hope is that we certainly will go back into that in the future. One thing, we did have the Minister of Trade from the UK here, Secretary Arthur, whenever the UK left the EU 2 years ago, her hope was is that we would certainly maybe have some trade initiatives set up with the UK that would be beneficial for all the agricultural commodity groups here in Oklahoma and the southern plains of the United States. I know she specifically has been working on this ever since she has started at the Department of Agriculture, and it was really neat to be able to meet the Minister of Trade, Penny Mordaunt, here a week ago. And I suspect that my hope is that we will be trying to work on FTAs moving into the future based on what some of the other states here in the southern region of the U.S. is hoping to do with trade partnerships and with them moving in the future.
Bottom line, end of the day, 2022, what's on your radar? What are you paying special attention to as you guide the Wheat Commission?
I think certainly this is a time where we have an opportunity, just based on what we're seeing from a change in dynamics with consumer preferences, certainly here with calls. We have changed the discussion on the slice of bread or wheat or flour products during the pandemic. You know, we really had taken it on the chin, I think, from the industry, whether there were false claims of people not being diagnosed right with celiac disease or gluten sensitivities. And all that really changed when people started working from home and schedule changes and people started preparing their meals at home instead of going to restaurants to get their food or ordering out, and some of that has changed back. You know, we've seen those dynamics shift a little bit, but I do think it has allowed us to change the conversation with the consumer about what we have to offer, and we see it here just based on some of the virtual courses that we have been promoting the last year. With outreach on baking and utilizing wheat and flour products. And so I think moving forward, the goal is going to be to work with producers to be able to take advantage of some of these things that we're working on in the end-use quality functionalities of our wheat crop in the southern plains. And that, you know, we're going to continue to work on that to be able to market a higher quality product into the domestic and international market both.